AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Employers added a disappointing 140,000 jobs last month. The AP's Sagar Magani goes over the numbers.
That's far below December's surge and down from last year's average monthly gain. The Trump administration's first jobs report suggested it's inherited a solid, albeit unspectacular, labor market. The unemployment rate is down to 4%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said last week the economy's in fine shape.
Right now, we feel like we're in a very good place. Policy's well positioned.
And the central bank left its key interest rate unchanged. But economists worry about a Trump trade war threat against China and other nations. If tariffs push prices higher, the Fed may put off or cancel interest rate cuts this year. That would hurt economic growth and job creation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Severe weather, possibly a tornado, moved through eastern Tennessee. At least two people are dead. This woman is in Granger County, Tennessee.
Trees were blown down, some siding off the trailer, chicken house turned over, trampoline gone, swing set tore up. It was scary.
Rescuers are searching for any sign of a plane that was reported missing while carrying 10 people across Alaska's Norton Sound. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says negotiations with America are not intelligent, wise, or honorable after President Trump floated nuclear talks with Tehran. The AP's John Gambrell reports it may be an Iranian strategy.
It also could be that Khamenei is trying to strike a harder bargaining position with the Americans ahead of any possible talks. The Iranians have been negotiating over the nuclear program really for two decades now, as it's advanced and as it enriches uranium closer than ever now to weapons-grade levels.
The NFL says it will play a regular season game this upcoming season in Ireland. This is AP News. The Rwanda-backed rebels who captured a major city in eastern Congo are trying to reassure residents about their safety.
The M23 rebel group held a rally at a stadium in Goma on Thursday that was part of the efforts to shore up public support, even though it faces growing international pressure. At the United Nations, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters,
"Silence the guns. Stop the escalation. Respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Democratic Republic of the Congo."
Africa's top public health body, meanwhile, has said the rebellion has disrupted services at a high-security medical lab in Goma, involved in the control and surveillance of infectious diseases such as Mpox and Ebola. A Swiss aid group also says three of its local employees were attacked and killed on Wednesday during a humanitarian mission in North Kivu Province's Rutshuru territory. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.